Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Mike Armstrong podcast show. And this evening, we're joined by Gavin Copeland in Dublin, who is from Rising Tides Dublin. And we're going to have a little chat about business and entrepreneurship and that sort of thing. So how are you doing today, Gavin? You okay?
I'm grand. Thanks, Mike. Many thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak with you. And when you text me there, first week of January, just to touch base with me, I was delighted because, I know the benefit for local businesses and businesses in general of a podcast. And so to get the opportunity from you, Mike, many thanks for getting in touch with me, being proactive. And I'm delighted. Delighted to be given this opportunity.
Brilliant, brilliant. Yeah, the good thing with a podcast and a YouTube, if you can get on those, is that they sort of live forever in the internet. So you can't go wrong with them, really. But that's a little bit.
That could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, well, you know, if it's something that's not worthy of lasting forever, then it's a bad thing. But we'll try and put some good value into it and some good evergreen content. So, so it doesn't decay then. But tell us a little bit about yourself, Gav, and also about the Rising Tides Dublin, etc., and how you come about doing that business.
Yeah, thanks. I will indeed, Mike. So the Rising Tide, myself and my business partner, Colm Connolly, we're both entrepreneurs at heart. And we came up with this idea in July, July this year, which would have been towards the end of the first original lockdown in Dublin. But just before I tell you a little about the Rising Tide, I'll just give you a little bit of background about myself, and because there's a common thread throughout my career. And I think just to give the listeners a little bit of a background as well as to what where I come from and who I am, essentially. So, so obviously I'm from Dublin. And when I left college, I went into a startup company called Entira. And Entira made what was known as nanochromic displays. And the idea was to rival LCD displays. So just to give you an example, it's all about chemistry. It was the chemistry within the cell was the novelty. But when the sun shines on your mobile phone and you find it very difficult to see what's on the screen, well, that's due to the polarization of the LCD with the liquid crystals. But with an NCD, a nanochromic display, you could see what's on the screen at any angle in any conditions. Plus, the technology uses less energy, so you could have smaller batteries, for instance, to power the cell. So anyway, I was with Entira for about 10 years, just under 10 years, and it was a fantastic opportunity. It showed me the inner workings of a startup company. I was a process engineer, and eventually I became a field applications engineer, where I got to travel the world and train fellow engineers across the globe in how to make the nanochromic display. In 2010, I left Entira for a new challenge, which was to go to Solarprint, another startup company based in Dublin. Solarprint endeavored to print solar cells. And this was long before Greta Thunberg, for instance. So at the time, the Green Party was in government in Dublin, in Ireland. And there was a huge emphasis on renewable energies, even at that time. And I just saw the opportunity to get into an exciting new area of technology. And so Solarprint was only down the road. And so I decided to leave Entira to go to Solarprint. Now, whilst at Solarprint, although I didn't get to travel the world, I still had a great time, great group of lads, girls and fellas. And I actually was more of a senior process engineer, where I was able to help European students with their master's projects. And that gave me great enjoyment and great pleasure in seeing them progress so much. So unfortunately, though, in 2014, Solarprint ran out of road, and so they ceased to exist as well. And that is the nature of the beast. that's it in a nutshell. What's so exciting about startups are, A, they're trying to bring something new to the everyday consumer generally. And, you know, they're pushing boundaries, but the risk, and they're kind of running on the, not the skin of their teeth, but it's all about investment and meeting those deadlines, getting the milestones and the, you know, achieving your short to medium term. And it's damn hard, but it's also damn exciting. So obviously I was smitten with the startup industry. And after a few little, I struggled to get a job though, for instance, back into the technology sector in 2014. I wrote a research paper, and you know, by the by, that doesn't matter, right? So so I decided then in 2015 to start my own business. And what I wanted to do was, I wanted to bring something fun and innovative to people, to Dublin citizens. And it was just a funny concept that I came up with. And it was a concept which revolved around learning a little bit about people, about their personalities, and seeing if we could tailor promotions back to them on the basis of what they tell us about themselves. So the name, and at that time, specialty coffees, crafted and roasted coffees, that industry in Dublin was absolutely booming. So, and at this also, at the same, it was like a perfect storm. At the same time, personality tests were all over the internet. Like, what kind of EastEnders character are you? You know, what would you do? And, you know, they're all kind of a little fun personality test. So I thought about, what does your personality say about you? So around this concept, I created a little, basically it was a personalized loyalty card creator where people could create their personalized loyalty card and find out if their personality matched a cappuccino, a latte, a loose leaf tea. This loyalty card would take you into our local cafes, and from there you'd avail of treats and discounts when you show your loyalty card. So that was the concept. And around this web app called Personalities, T-E-A-S, I built a little cafe community, a community of about 6 to 8 local businesses that I promoted. Now, even though Personalities does not survive today, it's parked. I call it parked because it's still my baby. It'll always be my baby. But what I did, what I learned from running Personalities was how to get out and talk to people. Well, I'm always been a sociable guy, but how to talk to people and show them your idea. And, you know, I lived the idea of bringing a concept all the way through to the marketplace and successful sales in the marketplace. And for 3 years, it was a fantastic journey. But unfortunately, yet again, like Entera and SolarPrint, Personalities had to be parked. They ran out of road. And, you know, I had to, unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, but that's life. I had to dust myself down and go again. After a short spell at a pharmaceutical company, I was hired by Freshpoint, one of my clients from the Personalities Cafe community, a fruit and veg wholesaler in Dublin, as business development leader. And, you know, I was delighted to join the lads again. They knew who I was. It was a seamless transition, as I were. And so I was, you know, I'd be delivering fruit and veg around the city, but also generating new businesses for the lads, for Freshpoint, and also customer success, you know, so keeping our current customer base. So this was in 2000 and this would have been 2019. Okay, so come March 2020, we all know what happened. COVID happened. And unfortunately, I was furloughed with most of the Freshpoint staff And, you know, not one, like, I'm not one for doing nothing. I did an online course in project management. So I'm always one for learning. I'm always looking to better myself. And I also endeavored, this is actually the funny thing. I remain in contact with some of our clients, some of the, you know, just we touch base. How are you doing? And one of the chefs from one of the Fresh Points clients said to me, Gavin, I'm going mad. We need to give something a go. We need to give it a go. So this would have been June, the height of the summer, the weather was fantastic. So so Sally is the lady's name. And, you know, I could understand, like, people, we do need to be active. We need to have focus in our lives. Like, I mean, being furloughed, it's so frustrating. And so I was only too glad to help her open up her kitchen again. And hopefully we give it a shot. So anyway, we opened up the kitchen, and what my remit obviously wasn't cooking. You wouldn't want my cooking, that's for sure. So what I was tasked to do was let people know that this particular cafe stroke bar was open. Now, we weren't selling drink, it was just purely food, okay? But what happened here was, and it's funny how things happen, is that by what I call, and Colm calls me, coffee and shoe leather. And I'll tell you a little bit about that. Well, I'll tell you now about that phrase. Coffee and shoe leather is all about our energy. You know, we're basically, load us up with the fuel, the coffee, and we'll walk the shoes off ourselves. Well, I certainly will. Colm, I'll tell you a little bit about the rising tide, our partnership. He's like a DJ on the decks doing the internet, the social media element. But anyway, I got my mojo back that June, and I was touching base with local businesses that, like, offices were still open, not many, but they were open, and they needed a few, you know. So this bar, stroke kitchen, was open. Now, for one reason or another, we gave it a great shot for 2-3 weeks. We had actually returned customers, but for one reason or another, it didn't work out, and we had to close it again, or Sally had to close it again. But the spark was back for me to get back into, I think, what I do best, and that's getting out, talking with people, and promoting local businesses. There's a word in Irish called gra. It's love. It means love, so, or a passion. So I have a gra for getting out there and promoting local businesses. And essentially, and this is a common thread with not only just creativity, that would be a thread throughout my career, is also the need to create a difference, or the need to make a difference for either my employers or you know, my life, myself, my family, they're the common threads running through my career, is creativity, the need to create a difference and to make a difference. And so, and I use my personality really to do that, not personalities, but personality. So getting out there, talking with people, connecting businesses together for and that's the ethos. That's where I got the name of the rising tide. The rising tide is a quote that was used by an old politician called Sean Lamass initially, but also JFK, who's obviously well regarded within Ireland. The rising tide lifts all boats. So, you know, it's not about boats. It's about creating a community where we can all support each other, and with a bit of luck, we'll all make it together. You know,
it's about that's something I believe in as well. You know, it's all about collaboration, partnerships. You know, growing by helping others to grow.
That's exactly it. And, you know, in all honesty, I don't see it can't work any other way now in this current climate. And I'm even seeing, to be honest with you, today while I was doing my promotions, to even today, a cafe was closing. Used to be, it's on a Thomas Street in Dublin. Mike, I'm probably sure you wouldn't be familiar with it, but right in the heart of the city centre, it was this lovely innovative cafe. I never got it into the personalities cafe community, unfortunately, but it was called the Coffee, something like the Coffee Cup Cafe. They made their own, they made their own cookies, the Cookie Cup Cafe.
Yeah, I think this is only the start, really. You know, I think because so much of the society and business has been propped up, that unfortunately, I don't think we've scratched the surface on the companies that are going to go under. You know, I think, you know, we've lost some big ones. You know, the early affected companies like travel, you know, airports, planes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All sort of ones, but the long-term businesses who've been a bit in, a bit out, you know, been able to make a bit of money, lose a bit of money. Obviously, retailers has gone because everything's gone online. So sort of a lot of retailers are going to go, but you know, these little cafes, you know, or everything in the city centre because they charge so much in rates, and as soon as you're going to drop off in footfall and traffic, you just won't make enough money to cover the rates.
It will be horrendous. I honest to God, it really will. It could change the landscape of our city centres for.
It will. Our landscape has changed forever. You know, the global credit crunch changed the landscape quite a bit, but this is going to change it, you know, deeply and forever.
Yeah,
there's going to be a lot of businesses leaving city centres. City centres are going to turn into residential flats, students and that sort of thing. It will still be arts, business parts and whatever, but it's going to be shrinking.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just dealing in the here and now, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Even with Freshpoint, we can feel like I have a phrase for my work with the rising tide. We say to a business owner, like when I'm onboarding a potential client business, I say, well, you're behind the counter because now you see a lot of the business owners are actually behind the counter now because they can't hire staff, right? So while you're behind the counter, I'll be your boots on the ground. So, and even now, like as I said, we saw that cafe closing today, that you can feel the squeeze. The squeeze is getting, now obviously I was furloughed last March, okay, in the original lockdown. So you could obviously that was tough enough. But now that I've been working, but you can now feel it. It's like a boa constrictor. You can feel it squeezing on the poor, you know, on the shop owners, cafe, restaurants, whatever. Like you can feel it really, hardware stores. Nobody's in town. It's like it's desolate. You know, it really is.
Nightlife's not coming back for a long time.
No. But I'm a bit too old for that now, you know.
I still like a bit of nightlife now and then, but it's not going to come back for a while. I know loads of venues that are struggling, really struggling.
Who would have thought? Like, who would have thought in 2019? Like, I mean, if you're an entertainer of any sort, an event organizer, if you were a publican who owned a pub in Ireland, you'd be thinking, "I'm on this is the pig's back," you know. Oh, it's like wow. Like Temple Bar would be the main social thoroughfare. It's the big tourist area of Dublin, really. And it's a ghost town. It's unbelievable. You know,
I was in Cardiff City Centre, same as Dublin, you know, just before Christmas for a couple of days. And, you know, normally you'd be Christmas shopping, late night bars, just rammed, you know, just rammed like it would be on a match day or something. Just dead.
Okay.
Even when the Six Nations comes now, it's not going to be busy in towns and, you know, and in Dublin, Cardiff, it's going to be dead.
Yeah. The question is, how, like, you know, you're right about socializing. That it's going to take a long time. You know, I don't see. That's the thing. Do you remember I was saying I'm old? I am old because I wasn't out. you know, December was open. Dublin was open in December. Pubs, maybe not clubs, but pubs certainly were open. I wasn't in any, I'll be honest with you. And so I don't know I don't know if people were on top of each other or what the shenanigans were, or, you know. So, but what I can say is, from what I could see about when I was doing my delivery rounds and promoting the Rising Tide, well, people weren't like all over each other or anything like that. There wasn't, as far as I could see, you'd see Christmas parties, group of lads running around dressed as Santa Claus. There certainly wasn't any of that going on. So, you know, you could see that. I got the feeling that that it was much more, obviously, it was much more low-key. So, but...
Yeah, like 50%, really, 50% less than that, you know. And some businesses, they just survive on Christmas and match days. Some businesses were struggling anyway.
Yeah. Well, again, for the restaurant industry, and yet again, for me, delivering the fruit and veg as my prime bread and butter, I've seen a lot of cafes and restaurants who have put up the perspex and segments, the perspex into different areas, creating little booths for people to sit in. And, you know, that costs money. And yet again, it's still not good enough. They still had to close like at the start of January. And it's so tough. It's such a crazy situation. This is the crazy situation where I saw opportunity, an opportunity to help these struggling businesses in any way I could. And that's myself and Colm came together. Now, Colm lives in the same. We live right in the heart of the city centre in a place called the Ivy Trust. Guinness has owned these buildings. They're well over 200 years old anyway. But Colm's a fellow entrepreneur. So when I had the concept of the Rising Tide, we always used to chat. He has a water filtration company. Yeah. And so when I was running Personalities, we'd always bounce ideas off each other, have a little bit of a chat. He'd be going to work, I'd be going to work, you know. But the thing is about entrepreneurs, I think there's a unique bond because we all know what it takes, the energy that's required. You don't switch off. Very rarely do you switch off. It's coffee and shoe leather. It's seat of the pants stuff, like, really. What I mean by that is Colm had the right energy to tell him about this idea. Would you like to get interested? And he says, yeah, let's give it a go. Like, why not? And so it's brilliant. Because what Colm does is he complements the Rising Tide unbelievably in that he creates websites and he does he runs the social media elements, now the paid promotions, the competitions. I would normally typically do the daily posts as I'm trucking around Dublin, but the way I look at it is, and this is a bit cheesy what I'm going to say, but I don't care, I'll say it. The way I see it is, would be like kind of my favorite band, as I were, and would be The Prodigy, okay? And so you have kind of like the dancer fellas, right? The energy, but you'd have the fella, Liam Howlett, in the background that writes all the music. But what's great about this band is that they become a great team, and they wear a great team, you know? And they've obviously bags of energy and aggression. You know, and that's what it's all about. We're about the energy and helping others. Like, that's what you need. That's what entrepreneurship is. It's about a can-do, will-do attitude. You know, there's no procrastination. You don't have time for procrastination. Or no. You certainly, after your first coffee, there's no procrastination. That's it. You've got the time that it takes to your first cup of coffee, that's it. You know what you're doing for the rest of the day. And
I'm fortunate enough, I don't drink coffee or need it because I'm always on anyway. A lot of people call me like the gold bunny, you know, the ever ready gold bunny. In fact, some of my friends call me the ever ready gold bunny on steroids. or on speed. I'm just full of energy all the time. I work 16-hour days every day. And the other day, I was on Clubhouse, which is a new social media platform. I started at 8:30 in the morning. I didn't finish till 4:30. 4:30 the next morning, which was 20 hours. Wow. Now.
Tell me, Clubhouse, is it?
It's amazing, Clubhouse, yeah. It's invite only at the moment. It's in beta testing. It goes live in March, but there's about 1 million people on it all around the world, and it's amazing.
What is it? Is it nothing to do with dance music?
No, it's basically Clubhouse is, you imagine Facebook groups, but instead of texting, you just invite people up to a stage and everyone else in the group can listen, but the people on the stage can speak. That's what Clubhouse is.
Whoa, so it's almost like, is it like a town square type thing?
Well, yeah, well, it's like a bit like a community centre and in each different room is different groups of people talking.
And they're talking about different
business subject matters, and you know, there's people talking about the music industry, the porn industry, entrepreneurship, property development, networking, everything,
Wow. Oh no, I don't know. I haven't heard of that actually. And I heard of another interesting platform, which is, I think it's called Clout Hub. Basically, Clout Hub, I haven't visited or anything like that, not yet, but it's on my agenda, it's like Facebook, okay?
Yeah.
But you can do more with it. You can create actions to be done or something like that, and other people, like within your community online, encourage you to do it or whatever. So you gather clout, as it were. The clout comes with, like, so it's all about action. It's like Facebook with actions, if you know what I mean. So
yeah,
that could be an interesting one. So there's ingenuity springing up all over the place, really.
Yeah, well, you look at, you Google search hashtag Clubhouse.
Okay.
You know, you'll see all the influence on it and all the different social media talking about it. And this is like, the biggest thing. This is like bigger. It's going to be bigger than Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of them. Like, you know, it's just going to be, because it's instant and it's verbal, you know, not text.
Yeah,
people prefer to speak than talk, than type, I mean.
Yeah. And
just got about 9 minutes left at the moment, but so far away. So so tell us a little bit more about the services you offer. You mentioned, obviously, the partnership, the background, the history, etc.
Yeah.
What about the now? What are you giving to people? What are you doing for them, etc.?
Yeah, so what we do is, what we offer is, okay, is we offer energy. We promote local businesses. That's it in a nutshell. But what we do is we do the whole gamut of marketing, okay, from not just social media, not just Facebook and Instagram. What we do is we do the paid promotions, we do additional, we do competitions, we do the online stuff.
Yeah.
But nuts and bolts as well, it's getting out there, talking to people, connecting local businesses together, spotting opportunities at any given turn. So it is really boots on the ground. We go door to door, we distribute flyers, we design flyers. It's the old school as well as the new school, it's and everything in between. We also run like, for instance, some of our clients, and we work with some of the traditional we work with a couple of really traditional businesses from Dublin, like Wickeders, for instance, will be one of our best known clients. They'd be a home decor company.
Yeah, Chris's business.
That's correct. Yeah. Established in 1783. You can't get that's probably older than the Ivy Trust where I live. Arthur Guinness was probably alive back then.
Yeah.
When Wickeders was set up. But so we also work with a chap called Derek Healy, who is a furniture restorer, 5 generations. Of furniture restoration. And then also we work with Dublin's latest taxi app called Joe Maxi. So we've got a right great blend of new established businesses and also new and up and coming businesses. So, but we run creative promotions. We try to do it with a smile on our face as well. Life's too short to be serious and downtrodden. It's all about the energy. It's a positive energy. It's personality, getting out, talking to people, and ultimately brightening up people's days as well. Like, you know, we like to put a smile on people's faces, you know.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, that's a really good initiative. How do people get in touch with you if they're interested in getting involved, if they're in Dublin and they want to work with you, if they are in another city and they're interested in maybe seeing what you could do for them in that city, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, on social media, Facebook and Instagram, look up The Rising Tide Dublin. Twitter's a bit funny. We have at The Rising Tide 1, I think, is it? Okay. Visit our website, www.therisingtidedublin.ie. My mobile number is 086-37-94173. WhatsApp me, send me a message if you're a business owner and you'd like to get involved to join the community. Absolutely, I'd be delighted to hear from you. Connect with us. We'd be delighted to hear from you. And what we do is we work off what's known as the membership economy, right? So we use it's an economy, right, that doesn't break the bank. The idea is that we want you to become a customer for life. It's like Netflix. You engage with Netflix, but you don't look at it every day. But we don't charge the earth, so you get great bang for your buck, in other words. And it's very much a two-way communication with us as well. We're not one of these marketing companies that you get them on board and then you don't see them again, right? I want a two-way communication. Tell us your successes, tell us where we can improve, and we'll certainly do that, you know. We've had some great successes already.
That's good. Have you got capacity yourself to deal with another business in a very similar space, but that is web-based? Because I've got a good friend of mine who does franchises all around the world, and he's looking for franchisees who are coffee and leather people, people who are going to pound the street and bring customers on board, right? And he can give you a franchise in Dublin of his business. He's got about 20 franchisees already, and it's a proven business model. He only charges £30 a month for people to advertise on his website and a microsite. Mm-hmm. And I reckon you'd be a great partner for him in Dublin, and it costs hardly anything to get involved, and he sometimes does deals with people as well. And I was just wondering if you want me to connect with you and let him tell you about the franchise opportunity and see if you'd be interested in it. But it's whether you, if you like, have got time to consider doing something else complementary to what you do, or whether you're just tunnel visioned on what you're doing and don't really want to look at other things.
Definitely not, Mike. What I would say is absolutely I'd be, there's no blinkers, okay? There's no blinkers. I'd be delighted to talk to your connection, okay? Yeah. Absolutely. See what we can come up with. Absolutely. I'd be delighted to.
They both will be able to help each other, really. And you're on the streets, and I'm all about efficiency. And if you can go in and see one business and you can pitch them two things that are complementary, then you're going to get more results.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'd be delighted to talk to Paul, and we'll take it from there for sure.
Brilliant, brilliant.
It's all about opportunities. Yeah.
Well, even if you didn't want to do the business, for example, he would love it if, for example, you become a commission only sales rep. So it was just an add on to what you did, and you could get people on. It's basically a business directory. It's called Things to Do In. So he would have things to do in Dublin, and it's not just for attractions and businesses. It's for all businesses. It's not just for like tourist attractions and events and stuff. It's for all businesses. And he's got things to do in London, things to do in Cardiff, things to do in Essex. You've got loads of these businesses. You've got things to do in Kissimmee in Florida. You've got things to do in Nepal. He's opening up things to do in one of the African countries, I think. Ghana, it might be, or Nairobi.
Wow.
So he's covering all over the world, and this is going to be a major company and a major brand. And you got a chance of running the Dublin division or contributing to it or whatever. And what he needs is someone with high energy and boots on the ground and actually people who've got connections and relationships. And you already have that. So yeah. I'm recommending, I'm going to introduce you to him. And I think that would be a good opportunity for you. That's complimentary. But we haven't got long left now. So I'm going to say thank you very much for coming on the podcast and for sharing some information about what you do and directing people to all social media, etc. It's been great to have you on, and I'd be happy to have you on again, you know, just to see how it's all going a bit further down the line.
Great stuff, Mike, and thanks very much for connecting with me, as I said, and it's been an absolute pleasure.
No problem at all. Thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to getting, I'm going to follow you on all socials and start tracking what you're doing and everything, and just getting involved, because I love you know, keeping an eye on businesses and seeing how they develop and seeing if I can link them with other people and collaborating and all that sort of stuff. So I myself collaborate with Paul, and I know you know, you would be good to collaborate with him as well. So I'll speak to him on the phone or WhatsApp or whatever. I'll give him your details. I'll get him to contact you, or I'll pass you his details and get you to contact him. And there's some way of making it work somehow. So, you know, that's brilliant. And thanks a lot again. And have yourself a great evening. And, you know, all the best with the business.
Thanks, Mike. And yeah, check out even today, like, you'll see a funny picture that we put up for even for today's promotion, you know. And hopefully it'll put a smile on your face.
Okay, brilliant. What platform is that one? Which is the best platform?
Instagram and Facebook. So they're both connected. So we typically post up on Instagram, but it also goes to Facebook anyway. So The Rising Tide Dublin.